Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Listen to this, what Jesus says in one of the most famous chapters and verses in all the Bible, John 3:16. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Now listen to what he says in verse 19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Do you see the difference here between the one that has the light and the one that does not have the light? These men, it says, that it was their condemnation. They were condemned because they refused to accept the light, to receive the light. They loved their sin more than they loved the light. They loved darkness more than they love light. Why do you think most evil things are done in the middle of the night? Why do you think when you wake up you see the headlines of what happened in the middle of the night? Why do you think the burglar comes in to the house to steal in the middle of the night? Why do you think the murderer is found in the middle of the night? The dead bodies in the alleys in the middle of the night? Because men love darkness. Why? Because they're evil. The Bible says that they won't come to the light because then their deeds will be reproved. In other words, they'll be made visible to everyone. But he that doeth truth, the Bible says, cometh to the light. In other words, you desire to come to that light of Jesus. It's your desire. If you are truly saved, if you truly have received Christ, it should be your desire to go toward the light. It says that your deeds may be made manifest, that they're wrought in God. In other words, what you do, people immediately can recognize it's been made manifest. In other words, revealed that you truly do have the light. Your light should be revealed in you. He said that he is the truth. He said he is the light. He said he is the light of all men. He said he is the great I am. He said that he is the Prince of Peace. He said that he is the gate. He said he's the Lamb. He is the Alpha. He's the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is all these things. But he is the way and the word and the light. Yet men, in their evilness, in their wickedness, they refuse to receive the light. In fact, the Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. His own would have been those Jews, those that would identify with Christ, that could have traced down his lineage, his bloodline, all the way down to David, the king on the throne. And they could have very well seen that this is the very promised one that the prophets prophesied about, the Messiah that was promised. He is the one that came to save us from our sins. He is the one that came to bring light to this world of darkness. Yet the Bible says they refused him. They would not receive him. They rejected him. As Jesus was beaten, as he was nailed to a cross, as he hung there, mocked, ridiculed, spit upon, made fun of, as he hung on that cross, bleeding every drop of his blood, the whole time the world thought they had won. The world thought they had gotten rid of the light. In fact, in 3 hours, as God turned his back on his only begotten, this world was in total darkness. But even during all of the suffering, all of the death of Christ on the cross, he was still that light burning, that light that men was able to come and to receive, that light that he was hanging on that cross, inviting anyone, whosoever, to come to receive him as Savior and to receive that light. But the world thought they succeeded in getting rid of the light. The Romans, no doubt, were laughing. Those Jewish leaders that came and the ones that had him crucified, no doubt they were laughing, thought they defeated Jesus, had defeated the light. But Jesus, as he told them as he was being arrested, he told them this in Matthew 26 and 53, "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" A legion is at least 6,000. That's 72,000 angels that Jesus at any moment. In fact, he said more than that many he could have called at any time to come and help him. But the sinless one, the light of the world, the Lamb, the unspotted one, the unblemished one, he came and he took on the sin of every man hanging on that cross. And what do? We yawn through it. We treat the Word of God as if it's nothing. Oh, church, if I have time, if I don't have something else to do, I may go. We treat what Jesus did as nothing. He hung on the cross and took on the sin of every murderer, every rapist, every liar, every adulterer, even gossipers. You may think, well, that's light. Friends, it's right in there in the list of sins, right along all the rest of them. Every abortionist. Jesus took the sins of all of these. Every vile, disgusting act that you can imagine, he took upon himself because he loved us and wanted to share with us his light. But what does the Bible say? It was their condemnation. They would not receive the light. The light that has come in the world, the men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, there's some things that should be present in your life. The Bible informs us that we become the light for Him and because of Him. He commands that we shine this light. In Matthew 5, 14 through 16, Jesus says this, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Can I ask you the question again this morning? What does your light reveal? Does it reveal that you have Christ in you? Are you yawning your way through life? Are you treating the precious blood of Christ with contempt? Do you love the darkness more than you love the light? Friends, if that's you today, you need to make an examination of your heart. The Bible says that those that are really, really saved will go toward the light. They will come to the light, that their deeds may be made manifest, shown to all the world that they're wrought in God. Are your deeds being made manifest? Are you hiding your light? Listen, I don't believe there's a person in this building today that's here by accident. You may say, well, I was made to come. I was drugged here. I understand that. I was drugged to church all my life as well. But you're not here by accident. God knew each and every person that would be in this building today. He knows those that are listening right now on Facebook. Those that are listening to this on sermon audio or the radio. He knows each person that will hear this message. And the important thing that we need to understand today is that we are truly saved. That we've truly received Christ as our Savior. Because if we are not, if that light is not being made manifest in us, if we are not propagating toward the light, if we are not desiring to shine forth the light of Christ, then we have a problem in us. A problem that needs to be fixed. Because we are the light of Jesus. I can think of no better day than today, Mother's Day 2019, to make the decision to come to the light, to receive Christ as your Savior, to cast away darkness and wickedness, and go toward the light and accept Jesus as the light, the way, the truth, and the life. I want to ask them to come get the invitation song. And I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He died for you. He took your sin debt that you personally are responsible for. You understand that, right? We're all, the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that sin brings forth death. The Bible says that those that are lost will go to hell and they'll suffer eternity in hell to pay the penalty of sin. You do not have to do that. Christ came into this world of darkness. He came here as light so that we wouldn't have to pay that penalty of sin. Would you stand, please? And I'm going to pray. If you need to come to the altar for any reason, whatever it may be, you come down as we're praying. Heavenly Father, God, we come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you for the message. Lord, we thank you for the truth that you are the light. Lord, you are the way. Lord, that we are in total darkness here on this earth. Lord, our deeds, God, they're wicked. Our hearts are wicked and sinful. God, we don't deserve your love. We don't deserve your grace. We don't deserve your mercy. But God, we're so thankful that you love us. Love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us. Lord, if there's one today that needs help, would you lead them to the altar this morning and let us pray with them? God, they can leave here knowing that they have that light, that assurance in their heart that they're truly saved. Help them today, Father. Help them. If you need help this morning, you come down.
Been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.